right across Australia. It's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's lovely to be here with you on this Sunday. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. It's great to see you on this Father's Day.
Thank you, Jo. On behalf of all fathers and grandfathers, let's be spoiled.
Yes, it's time to be spoiled, and welcome back nutritionist Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Thank you, and happy Father's Day, obviously, to my daddy, my husband, and Gerard. You are an awesome daddy with all your kids and your grandchildren.
Well, thank you, Zoe.
And this morning, you're giving up your morning to be here for everybody else. That's impressive.
I wouldn't miss being with you two for anything.
Yeah, you
makes
do.
My day.
You do have three wonderful daughters, and now, because of a brand new little bubba, you have five grandsons.
Yes. We're building towards a footy team.
Yes. So happy first Father's Day to Tom, who is the father of your fifth grandson, Zach.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What a lovely thing to be your first Father's Day.
A week and a half.
Oh, that's so lovely.
That's awesome.
Well, in honour of Father's Day, we'll be talking about men's health first up, particularly prostate cancer, because Australian scientists believe they are on the cusp of producing a vaccine, which they say could be available in 5 years. What a difference that will make to this very, very important issue, Gerald.
Yes, and it's a sad statistic, Jo. The Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital have announced this week, it's a tragic statistic that more men die of prostate cancer than women die of breast cancer, because we have different perceptions around it, because it's a male thing. We stick our heads in the sand, hope it'll go away. But regular prostate checks are really important. Mm.
Yes, absolutely. Prostate cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in Australian men. Mm. And it's the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in Australian males after lung cancer. Yes. So, yes.
I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Men don't generally talk about their health as freely as what women do. I mean, we tend to be a little bit more open about it. My dad went through prostate cancer. I learned so much myself personally, how to support him, what nutritionally I could provide him with as well. But I think the key thing is talking about it. I mean, there's such great resources out there. It's about tapping into them.
Yeah,
and I do think you're right. So it is about supporting men and understanding how best to do that. We'll talk about that in a moment. We're joined by Professor Jeff Dunn, CEO of Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia, to talk about prostate health and why research is so important in the fight against prostate cancer. If you're interested in supporting men and their families, raising awareness and much needed funds for prostate cancer, you could participate in The Long Run. I love this. It's an awareness and fundraising event for Australian men and families impacted by prostate cancer. And all you need to do is run, walk or wheel 72 Ks during September. So you can do that anytime, anywhere. It's up to you.
Wow.
And it's a fantastic way to keep fit and raise some awareness and some funds. So go to thelongrun.org.au if you're interested in that. Later on, we're going to be talking immunity with Bioceuticals senior educator Amy Skilton. In our A to Z of vitamins, we'll look at probiotics. I know the two of you are mad for probiotics.
Mm-hmm. Big fan.
Yes. As always, we'd love to hear from you if you need help with your health today. And in honour of Father's Day, men, let's hear from you. How can we help you with your health? Call 131 873. Next, an important conversation about prostate cancer. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Omega-3, found in fish oil, maintains general health and well-being. And Nature's Own from Chemist Warehouse offers better value on fish oil than most. Try Nature's Own odourless fish oil 1500 milligram, which now comes in a 500 capsule value pack. It has 15% more omega-3 per capsule compared to standard 1000 milligram fish oil capsules. The range starts at $24.99. Be body smart with Nature's Own fish oil and be price smart when you get it from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia.
thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Call now 131 873 with your questions for your health. And we're celebrating Father's Day by shining a spotlight on men's health. So, men, we invite you, call with your health questions, 131 873. September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Every 30 minutes, one of our fathers, sons or brothers will hear the news he has prostate cancer. It's the most commonly diagnosed cancer in men in Australia, with one in six men diagnosed with prostate cancer by the age of 85. To tell us more, we're joined by Professor Jeff Dunn, CEO of the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia. Good morning, Jeff.
Yes, good morning, Joe, Gerald and Zoe, and good morning to your listeners and, of course, to all the fathers out there. Have a great day.
Good on
yes.
you, Jeff.
Yes. Jeff, can you tell us, what is prostate cancer?
Okay, well, a prostate gland, all men have one. Some of us aren't sure where it is, but all men have a prostate gland. It's part of our reproductive system. And as we age, it happens to most men, as we age, the prostate gland changes. And in some cases, those changes can lead to prostate cancer. And it's important we understand that, we're aware of that, and we look to detect that cancer as early as possible so we can treat it successfully.
It's an interesting one, Jeff, because obviously we're trying to encourage men to talk about their health in general in every specific way. Some of these symptoms are a little bit obscure and a bit vague. How can we get men to talk about it, and also what are the key symptoms that they should be looking for?
Yeah, look, you're right. And you know, part of Prostate Cancer Awareness Month is to raise awareness and get these discussions happening. And you're right. Look, our general message to all men out there, if you're 50 years or over, you know, have a discussion with the general practitioner about prostate health. If you have a family history, so if your father or brother has prostate cancer, well, then you should start those discussions with the general practitioner when you're 40, because, you know, there's the two biggest risk factors we know about for prostate cancer: age, so as we get older, you're more likely to get it, and a family history. If you have a family history, you're more likely to get prostate cancer. So those two things are critical. In addition to that, if you start to develop symptoms, like if you have to get up more often at night to go to the bathroom, if you've got blood in urine or semen, or if you've got some pain that's unusual, then you should talk to your general practitioner. I make the point, you should talk to them anyway, and it doesn't necessarily mean you've got prostate cancer. Those symptoms can be from a range of things. But please do, and I'll call out to men, you know, be aware of your health. Understand that and take the opportunity to look out for it. And, you know, a message from us to all men out there is, you know, it's important to look after your own health for yourself, but also for your family. Because we know from research
that
when men get sick, you know, there's a disproportionate burden on partners and children in that household.
Mm. Jeff, there's a lot of exciting work going on from a vaccine perspective, and some new news says it could be 3, 4, 5 years before it's out. Do we place too much emphasis on that and perhaps think, look, if in the inevitable happens, oh, it's okay, there'll be a vaccine? But how can we just reassure blokes over and over and over again that just because you get up during the night, that's a sign? But at least it's the point where you should be starting a discussion. And don't rely on a vaccine that's going to save your life down the track, because that's a bit silly. Is that a fair comment?
Indeed it is. I think, you know, that sort of technological positivism, I think they call it, Gerald, where you just hope that someone's going to invent something to save you. Mm. You need to think about your health today, each and every one of us. And I, you know, I'm not sure if you remember, maybe your listeners do, but we had this discussion last year.
That's right.
So this time on Father's Day last year, you know, I was on the show and it was terrific, and thank you for the return invitation. but the important thing to remember is that since last year, you know, there have been about 17,000 men diagnosed. Since we spoke last year, 17,000 men have been diagnosed with prostate cancer. And you know, tragically, 3,000 approximately men have died since then. Now, you know, that's a sobering statistic, but picking up your point, John, you know, when the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia began 25 years ago, survival rates in Australia, so 5-year survival rates, that's a statistical benchmark that's used to compare, 5-year survival rates were about 60%. So 60% of men diagnosed with prostate cancer in the 90s survived that disease 5 years. Mm. Do you know, today in Australia, it's 95%.
That's
wow.
Amazing.
Wow.
Now we want that to be 100%, of course.
Yes.
We're working hard at it. But when you think about that, that's a remarkable change. And it's because of a whole range of things, because our researchers, you know, have made such a difference in our clinicians in Australia, our doctors, nurses, allied health professionals, and our health system, even though we at times would like it to do better. But our health system and our professionals are some of the best in the world. And with the research has made such grounds that in a combined way, our survival rates are escalating. And it brings us to another issue for us, because the numbers of men being diagnosed with prostate cancer in Australia is increasing because there's more men and because we're getting older. And because we're being so successful at treating these men, we have many, many more men living much longer with this disease, which is fantastic. But for some of those men, there are lingering and sometimes lifelong, you know, side effects, physical and social and emotional. Mm. And so as well as the treatment, we don't want men only to live longer, but we want them to live well. And so survivorship is a key focus for us at this time as well.
Good work.
Jeff, what kind of support is needed for men diagnosed with prostate cancer?
Well, I mean, there's layers of support, and there's so much of it out there now. I think importantly, you know, your first line, of course, is your medical team and your treatment team. And, you know, around the country now, you know, PCFA, the Prostate Cancer Foundation, we've got, you know, specialist nurses out through major treatment centres around the country. So that's all out there. Support with managing side effects is important. So some of the physical ones, you know, not all men at all, you know, and in some cases, very small numbers. But there are potential side effects for treatment, which might involve incontinence or impotence and, you know, some pain and other things. But, you know, getting in early, talking with your health team can make a difference. In addition to that, you know, we know that 1 in 5 men who were diagnosed with prostate cancer over time can have clinically significant levels of distress, which can manifest itself in more serious conditions. So, you know, it's important that men keep close to the general practitioners. Visit the Prostate Cancer Foundation Australia website, where we've got online communities and we've got support groups around the country.
Yes.
Where you can talk with men, share those experiences, get information off our website, read and make yourself aware of those types of things. And there are programs and services that we can refer you to. Mm-hmm. Getting in early.
Yes.
In terms of diagnosis is important, but also getting in early in terms of managing side effects and those symptoms and looking after your own psychological, social and emotional well-being as well.
Amazing. Jeff, very quickly, can you tell us what your website is for people listening?
PCFA.org.au.
Wonderful. Jeff, thank you so much your annual conversation with us. It's lovely to have you again.
And I
really think that message is so important. Dads, men, even if you're, especially, or if not, you're a father, it doesn't really matter. Look after your health. It's so, so important.
Yes.
Men, you're critical to our lives. We want you to have a discussion about your health and look after yourselves. We welcome your calls, 131-873. And Peter from Tarramurra has called. Hi there, Peter.
Good morning.
Hello, Peter. How can we help you?
23 years ago, I had my prostate removed completely. Mm-hmm. It was cancerous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And since then, I've had the usual problem of hopping up continually during the night. Mm-hmm. And that is getting much more difficult these days, where I'm just not passing much at all, just standing and dribbling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been suggested that I try DuoDart, but that appears to be so much directed at the prostate, which I haven't got.
Yes.
I'm wondering if there's something else that would work.
Alan, DuoDart's a little more than that. It actually has a focus as well on bladder muscle function. And there is also a herb called saw palmito. Two words, S-A-W, palmito, P-A-L-M-E-T-T-O. Because it sounds like, and maybe going to one of the support groups to help, you need some help with exercise to strengthen your bladder muscles.
Mm.
And that's important. Another little hint, I'm sorry for those having breakfast, but if you're standing there and you think you've finished urinating, stand there or sit there sing yourself happy birthday to make sure any residual urine is passed, because what's left irritates the neck of your bladder and causes a feeling of urgency again.
Very handy tip.
Happy
there.
Birthday, even twice.
Fantastic. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Whatever it might be. All the best with that.
Good on you, Alan.
Peter. In a moment, we're going to be talking. Well, sadly, depression and suicide is also a great concern for men's health. So in a moment, we're going to tell you a very easy way you can contribute to support services for not just men's, but all our mental health. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Joint pain, stiffness or mild osteoarthritis holding you back? Go get moving again with Go Healthy, Go Turmeric, 30,000 plus, one a day from Chemist Warehouse. Each capsule contains 30,000 milligrams of turmeric with high levels of active curcuminoids to help relieve joint inflammation. Go Healthy, Go Turmeric, 30,000 plus, one a day is just $24.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We'd love to hear from you, 131 873. Today we're shining a light on men's health this Father's Day. Gary from Blacktown, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, Gary, what can we do for you?
I had prostate operation done 5 years this month.
Yes.
But I've got to go back in again next week for number 18th operation.
Gary.
Because I've had 99% of men who have it done come good.
Yes.
But there's 1% who have complications. Well, I've had a lot of complications. I've got to wear permanently an SPC tube because of it. You know, like I've still got cancer, but they can't find where it is because at the moment my PSA levels are not high enough for them to detect.
Okay. So, Gary, what support are you being given? You're going in for surgery, and what's happening?
I've got to go and have my urethra valve completely blocked.
Okay. I think they call it a re-bore, which sounds pretty awful. Yeah, but
because I leak a lot.
Okay.
It's got the stage where I've got no control of my bladder at all.
Okay. You know? Well, let's hope that, Gary, that surgery is successful for a start and you're given plenty of physiotherapy support afterwards to strengthen bladder muscles and strengthen that whole area so you can regain the quality of life that you deserve. So we've all got our fingers and toes crossed for you.
Oh, yes. We're absolutely thinking of you, Gary. That is a very difficult... It's a difficult way of living, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Gerald.
For a bloke, because we expect men are very simple people. I've got a problem, I'll go and get it fixed. We don't expect ongoing and lingering complications, which then require further fixing and further fixing. So it's very confusing for men to have to come to grips with that, especially.
But Gerald, you made a really good point in and around caring for your prostate health and actually making sure that you do get it checked, as we were told by Jeff. Not to be frightened by that 1%, suppose.
No, that's true. And as Jeff said, just because you... for blokes over 50, and of course I've got a long way to go before I get there. For blokes over 50, your prostate enlarges. That's just biology. That's biobiology. But it doesn't necessarily mean that a disaster is down the way. You can learn to live with that, but recognise it.
And it's an interesting one. When we look at diet, I mean, we keep spruiking on about the Mediterranean diet and these high plant-based diets, but it really is about kind of being a bit more of a detective with your diet. Animal products really don't serve this situation very well. And it doesn't mean we cut animal products out completely. What it does is we try and eat less of these foods and we really try and support our body by having all those gorgeous fats, those anti-inflammatories, more fish, oily fish, all of those types of foods, particularly plant-based foods, they're just a winner in this situation, and particularly for any cancer.
Thanks so much for that, Zoe. We do love your wealth of information when it comes to nutrition. Now, when we're shining a light on men's health, we have to acknowledge also that caring for men's mental health has become more and more a priority because, sadly, many men are in a mental health crisis with depression and suicide occurring at very tragically high rates. It's something we need to really talk about.
Oh, it's frightening.
It really is, isn't it, Zoe?
It's quite interesting. I mean, mental health is, again, for so many men, it's a taboo topic as well. And I think, you know, when we talk to Gus Wallen, we talk all to these sort of pivotal men that have actually kind of broken down the barrier and it made it okay to start talking about it. It's quite amazing when men do start talking about mental health, how it's revealed.
Absolutely. So support services like Lifeline are absolutely critical to saving lives, the lives of men and women. And there's a great way you can support Lifeline this September because September is Liptember. So Liptember is a fantastic campaign that raises funds and awareness for women's mental health. And one of the charities that benefits from the funds raised through Liptember is Lifeline. And the funds that Liptember raises, it trains over 4,000 telephone crisis supporters and the expansion of Lifeline's online crisis support chat service, all of which contributes to the 24/7 support Lifeline gives to those experiencing mental health hardship. So you can get involved with Liptember by registering at liptember.com.au to fundraise, or you can purchase a Liptember lipstick from any chemist warehouse. How about that, Zoe? You got your Liptember lipstick?
Absolutely. I love it. I've got this beautiful plum colour this week.
Yes. So the idea is to pop on some colourful lippy and start the conversation around mental health. And of course, if you or anyone you know is in any kind of emotional distress, please do call Lifeline. Their 24/7 crisis support number is 13 11 14. And the conversation about men's mental health continues today on House of Wellness TV when legendary All Black Sir John Kirwan shares a very honest and inspirational insight into his own mental demons and breaking down barriers in men's mental health. That's Channel 7 at midday today. Next on House of Wellness, we're going to take more of your calls, plus some great tips on keeping our immune system strong. That's right after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth, and we'd love you to give us a call, 131 873. We are shining a light on men's health today on this Father's Day. Already this morning we've spoken about the importance of prostate health and having an open conversation about that, and also mental health. So give us a call if you have any questions or perspectives on any or everything about men's health. Good morning, John from Newington.
Morning, John.
Good morning, Gerald. How are you?
We're well. How can we help?
I don't know that you can. There's a new treatment that Bayer have produced for prostate cancer, which the federal government will not subsidise because it costs $55,000 a year.
John, and that reflects a lot of new medications that are being developed, and it's really a balance between benefits and risk. So the cost is a concern, and that's probably what we talk about. But there's a very strict regulatory authority here who make sure that if it is listed, it actually delivers what it's supposed to deliver. And sometimes those benefits get lost in a lot of what the manufacturer supplies to the government. So they have to satisfy themselves that really they're getting bang for the buck. And more importantly, they're protecting your health. So often, and I've been around a long time in this, and the new medications come on with all the bells and whistles, and suddenly 3 or 4 years down the track, they discover there are major, major issues. So if you're concerned about that, you have a chat to your doctor, because there may be other options that are available, not just that newest one based on news from Bayer. So bear all that in mind, that it usually is there to protect you.
All the best with that, John. Adrian has called. Hello, Adrian.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Adrian. How can we help?
Morning, Adrian.
I got a byproduct of a prostate cancer check. I'm 82. When I was young, in around early 40s, my father said prostate cancer. He said to me, you get your prostate checked out when you get into your 50s. That was way back then. Now it's earlier than that. But I did. There was nothing wrong with the prostate, but they found bowel cancer.
Okay.
So immediately into hospital, major surgery, and they because I had no symptoms of bowel cancer, had no knowledge of it, I got it early while it was still retained within the bowel, had a section removed.
Good.
And here I am still 80 years old.
Well done, Adrian. And your message comes with another benefit, that it reminds us that when that free bowel check, that blood detection test comes in the mail, use it. Don't throw it away like a lot of Australians do. Use it and you'll be surprised, because it is a very, very preventable disease. So, and we talk about that often, don't we?
Absolutely. And reinforcing that message, men, please care for your health. Don't be complacent. We love you and we want you to stick around as long as you
can.
Yes. Gerald has called. Hello, Gerald.
Hello there. How are you?
We're well. Congratulations on your first name. I don't think I've ever spoken to a Gerald on the radio.
I've emailed you.
Have you? Okay. Good on you, Gerald. How can we help?
Well, I'm a little bit to the last story that it got. I've been listening this morning about the prostate cancer stuff and all the sad stories. Mine is an absolutely fabulous story because, again, I started at 40 because my dad had prostate cancer. And regular checks, and my number went out by 0.1, and my doctor said, you better get checked out. And I get checked out. Yes, I copped it, had an operation, and now 10 years later, perfectly healthy, everything is working normal, I can pee like a bloody horse.
Good on you. Well,
that is something to boast about, for sure.
Yes, I think the expression, Gerald, is if you can put out a fire. And I too have a lot of my mates that have had prostate surgery and have got quality of life back. Every now and again there's an exception to that, but away you go. So well done. Thanks for the call, Gerald.
It is wonderful to hear your good story there, Gerald, that there is absolutely a great quality of life after prostate cancer. Fantastic. Well, it's time for A to Z of Vitamins, and we are sidestepping a bit today from vitamins into the world of probiotics. I know you're huge fans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. This is territory we love.
Tell us about it.
Well, you go first, Zoe. Where do you put probiotics from a general health perspective?
So the interesting thing is often we just think of it from a gut perspective, but what a lot of people don't realise that if we can actually support our gut, we also work on a neurochemical perspective. So what that means is we have happy hormones.
Mm-hmm, I love
so
this.
It really is important that we actually are giving our body the correct bacteria. I mean, we are, I know this sounds a bit weird, but we are made up of a lot of germs and a lot of bacteria. And this kind of balance is really important. You know, the more we indulge, the balance gets slipped the other way. And you'll notice not only can you feel that in your gut, but you can also feel it in your brain. You'll feel foggier. You won't necessarily be able to kind of, you know, snap that memory back into place. But often your mood gets heavily if affected. So it's all about serotonin. And what happens is that when we have the right balance of serotonin, we're able to feel happy. And probiotics are very much a part of that process.
And it's interesting too, we know that there are good probiotic foods, Zoe, and I know you talk about them, and I absolutely support that as well. But I was reading a paper, Joe and Zoe, about the effects of disrupted sleep on not just blood pressure, but on the gut microbiome. And when that goes pear-shaped, all sorts of things happen. We take it for granted. We need to look after it. It's not that difficult. We just need to think about it. On that basis, last night for dessert for dinner, I had eaten mess.
Oh, yum.
And on today's House of Wellness, TV, Heinze gives us breakfast eaten mess, and the feature there is yogurt.
Oh, yes.
So, there are a lot of things. Yogurt every day is so good for you, and it's so available. Mm. Let's get into it and look at supplements if you can't do it.
So the other thing also is that when we can eat our way, like we talked about, Gerald, about, you know, the probiotic within food. And what's quite interesting is that when we eat our way with these things like fermented food, we've got this upper GI or upper gastrointestinal tract, and we've got a lower GI. What often happens is that some of the supplements we take might not kind of get all the way down into that lower GI, which is where we really need it. So I always feel the combination of a good supplement and these foods in our diet That's the winning formula because the food takes longer to break down. And often what happens is we can get all that bacteria as low as we possibly can. Mm. You know, we've got meters and meters of these organs.
I don't want to think about that. Yes,
lots of them.
Not breakfast discussion.
But I do
sorry, guys.
That's okay. I do love the idea of an eaten mess for breakfast, though. So thank you for that. I look forward to getting that recipe from Heinze on House of Wellness TV today. Well, we'll have more of your calls next here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Omega-3 found in fish oil maintains general health and well-being, and Nature's Own from Chemist Warehouse offers better value on fish oil than most. Try Nature's Own odourless fish oil 1500 milligram, which now comes in a 500 capsule value pack. It has 50% more omega-3 per capsule compared to standard 1000 milligram fish oil capsules. The range starts at $24.99. Be body smart with Nature's Own fish oil and be price smart when you get it from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, your one-hour, one-stop shop to all things health and wellness. We love taking your calls. Jane, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Pleasure, Jane.
I'm just inquiring. I have a 25-year-old son who has always had a very good diet, excellent diet. He had some takeaway about 2 years ago and suffered a very nasty bout of salmonella. Of course, the GP's loaded him up with lots of antibiotics. And ever since then, his gut has never been quite the same. He's gluten sensitive now. He's almost fructose intolerant. And he's just got a very, very unstable gut, for want of a better word. Experiences intermittent diarrhea, but with... You know, when he cranks back on all the gluten and fructose, it stabilises.
Absolutely. So Jane, I think what you're doing is absolutely correct. It's really important you first of all take out the allergenic type foods or the inflaming type foods, the obvious ones, your gluten, your dairy. But I guess you need to think about probiotics as if you've got a cut. So, for example, if you get a cut, but then you're still exposing that cut to the wrong environment, it takes a long time for it to heal. So probiotics have to really be done consistently for a long period of time. And what that does, it helps to build that bacteria back up. But also what you want to couple this with is big anti-inflammatories. And what they do is they can work so beautifully together. My best advice is go and speak to a naturopath, your GP, and also go into Chemist Warehouse. The chemist there is fantastic. He or she will actually advise you what the best probiotic to take. But you can take it in, or your son can take it in really high doses for long periods of time. The other thing you need to do is get a little bit of L-glutamine in there, and you also need to get a little bit of zinc in there. But you can support this with a really beautiful diet, which is what your son's doing. But there's so much food out there that has good bacteria. Kefir is fantastic. If he doesn't like dairy, you can do the coconut kefir or the water kefirs. You can put that in his smoothie in the morning, or he can put it in his smoothie in the morning. And if you can put things like kimchi or, you know, some sauerkraut, and that doesn't mean it has to be like a big clump of this food on his plate. He can have it with a piece of fish, a salad, toss that through it. But all of this helps to layer, and that's what it's all about, slowly layering and slowly feeding the gut the good bacteria and healing that internal cut, for want of a better word.
And Jane, you can cut to the chase. There are powders available at the pharmacy containing the glutamine, the zinc, the things that Zoe has mentioned. And really the appropriate probiotic is Saccharomyces. That's the protectant probiotic. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's probably some residual gut bacteria there, fungal infection, bacterial infection that's ongoingly rising and falling as it happens. So, look, it's going to be long-term, but you've just got to get him to focus on long-term solutions and he'll get out of it.
Saccharomyces, I'm adding that to my list of favourite words.
I knew you'd like it.
Saccharomyces. Thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. If you were unable to get through, and we know we have many, many calls waiting, we thank you for that. Head to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask Gerald tab and you will have your questions answered there. In just a moment, we'll have more House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's been great to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. A couple of quick mentions before we say goodbye. On this Father's Day, if your dad loves sports and you care for his mental health, you could check out the House of Wellness podcast, Best of You, in the House of Wellness that features many sports stars, including Supercast champion Scott McLaughlin, Gold Coast Suns player Brandon Ellis, all talking about their mental challenges and how they overcame them. So you could listen to that with your dad if you want. Okay. That's at podcast1australia.com.au. Zoe, you have a fantastic thing to mention.
Yep, come and join us this next week. It's Women's Health and it's Cuppa of Life. All the proceeds go to either I'm working for Cure Cancer, and I'm going to be chatting on Wednesday about how to give your body the best option to support yourself through all this crazy period of lockdown as well. So Cuppa of Life, and it's all for cancer research. All the proceeds go to whatever cancer choice that all these beautiful women are actually talking about.
Yes. Now tell me, Zoe, if we were to very quickly mention one thing we should cook for our dads today to celebrate Father's Day.
Oh, I've got a wicked creamy scrambled egg. So all it is, it's scrambled eggs, avocado, and you put a lot of extra virgin olive oil or coconut oil, bung it in a pan, and a little bit of fresh herbs and chili on a gorgeous crusty toast. I know that's going to win lots of hugs in our house today.
Oh, delicious. Deliver it to him in bed, perhaps, if he's not already up.
Oh, how indulgent.
Gerald, a happy Father's Day
to you.
Thank you,
Jo, and to Dazzler as well. Wonderful man, and look after him.
Yeah, we will be looking after my beautiful husband, Daz. He is the best dad to our daughter, Willow. So happy Father's Day to you, beautiful Daz. Thank you all for joining us. We will be with you next week. For more ways to get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous, check out houseofwellness.com.au.